something else, remember. But that something else, I cannot say. It doesn't work that way. It should be hidden in the game of these little rhymes I'm playing here. It should be coordinated and synchronized with the musicality here, because I'm not talking about the logical stuff. Remember? I'm talking about love, and I'm talking about sort of feeling. So you have to have a taste of that feeling as well. Remember, for a logical person, one of the serious stuff that you have experienced or witnessed in this class is what? What is the serious thing you observe in this class? There is a serious stuff here, and I do it. Honest? It's silly. Haven't you noticed? I believe you don't bring your logical fellow with you. I prefer to talk to that logical, simple, six-year-old boy. Honest to God, imagine that one of you, which one? Peter had a six-year-old boy, and he will bring him here, going home, that boy will say, "Daddy, that was silly of him. Why did he do that?" Remember? A bunch of English people sitting down here are read a Persian verses with musicality. What is that? Isn't it nonsense to a logical fellow? If you had a boy, you say, "What was this silly language?" But I do it, and you listen to it. And in a way, you know why. Because you enjoy it. Because it doesn't add to your understanding, does it? Any of you understand Persian? No. Doesn't matter. Oh, how many operas I hear without having a clue about the language. Oh my God. How many operas I heard in Russian? And that was before I started to learn some words in Russian. Nothing, nonsense. But I knew that this is Russian, and the other one is Italian, and the other one is French. I didn't know these languages, but music was there, right? We are talking about that part. So that part is here. And for that part to be active, the logical part should be deactivated, neutralized. This is what we are talking about. This is the story. Now, let's go to paragraphs. This is the story of you are your mother. Let's see what is in each paragraph he said. The first paragraph of this story is these animals going all together for hunt. How did he start it? Remember? He didn't start it with. These animals went for hunting. And this was his attitude, if I remember good. Do I remember good or what? What did I remember? Please be clear. Always is the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. First verse, first story. First paragraph, she said, once upon a time there was this king, and one day he went for hunting. Right? Here? No. He said, these three animals, they went hunting. Oh, let me tell you, there is this lion who is different, who doesn't need this silly tube for hunting, but he will walk with them. Because this is what's going to happen to you. You are looking for someone better than you, and that someone is going to walk with you. Then suddenly you put some degrees. You started with that these animals went all together. But remember, the king is like that. And behave, always remember that that you are not the leader. Because your intelligence has the attitude of a leader, right? Look inside you. The intelligence is leading everyone, right? That's attitude. Attitude is not something that you understand and it will fade away. Attitude is there, why? Because you have acted upon it repeatedly, therefore the attitude is there. So, changing the attitude is not easy. The attitude of your intelligence is, you try to lead. If not, you want to be to help. No, don't. Here, you are the follower. Everybody is a follower. There is one leader, and only one. This is how it works. This is the first paragraph. You see that in all of it, it was doing this. Once he was Rumi, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what they can do. So you should behave. And once the lion smiled and said, haha, you, I will show you. To warn you. That's the first paragraph. Second paragraph is a simple stuff. I will let the judgment to you now. Because why? In the second paragraph should say, okay, now I let you be the judge. Because of your attitude, not that I let you. Suddenly you jump. Okay, I let you to be the judge. Your judgment is degrees. This is the second paragraph, right? You talk about, now you do it. You did it, you stupid one. I am standing here and you do that? Whoever says that, me and us, is out of the game. That was the last verse, right? Then, the third paragraph. The third paragraph has nothing to do with this story. It's the story of someone who will knock at the door of beloved and they will say, who is it? And say, I, get out of here. We have a better eye inside, we don't need you. He goes around, will become narrow, like a thread to go through the hole of the middle. Means losing that inflated ego to be able to go in, because he said, this is what it is. By nature it is. Accept it. To your intelligence, I should say, swallow it. Remember? Right at the beginning I said, you have two attitudes, forget it. Remember, first one was nagging, the Israelite talking about the absence of some food. The second one was going for more and more. So don't bring that. Here we say, we have one attitude that you have to swallow it. And we will say it upfront. I have said it upfront. A lot of time I have told you, there is a sentence that will melt in everything. You don't pay attention and say, when we start to talk, we talk. Whatever we say, later we say exact opposite. That's our attitude. Why? You tell me. I have said this, remember? I said, whatever I say, tomorrow I'll say the opposite. This is our attitude. Everyone. Whatever we say, the opposite should be there. Why do I do that? Remember our differences? You have this or that. I have this and that. So when I say there is this gate, write down, there is this gate. Yeah. There is this gate to heaven, which is so big that everything could go in. And it is so small, smaller than the whole of a meter. Because it's like that. We have seen it. It's an elastic door, okay? Do you want to understand it? Huh? It's not a dead door. Love is not dead. Love is not an object. Love is not even a subject. Love is the feeling of life is love. That's what he gave us. That passion. Inside the life, there is a passion for life. That's it. So, the gate is intelligent and will play with you. If you are the intelligent fellow, it will make itself like an impasse. As small as it could be, to get rid of all your form and existence. And if you are the light, it will open to eternity to let you in. That's how it is. You see, it's both. It's narrow and it's wide. Is this a surprise to you? This kind of talking? Oh, we were talking about two oceans. Remember that one Rumi repeats so many times that nobody could ignore. Of course, I found someone who ignored this. They'd written something about Masnavi, imagine. Thanks God I was not that young anymore. So I had the beards and things like that, so I could pretend that I'm sure. What do you think about this? Oh, it's good. It's one man. No. Talk about something which is missing there. I said, Rumi, I brought one example more than a dozen times. And you never mentioned it. Was these two oceans, which the wave will go from one to another. But there is the highest mountain ever dividing them, which they have nothing to do with each other. See? They are separated and together, both at the same time. This is the silly way we see it. You know why? Because it's silly, it's illogical, yes. And it should be. You know why? We're talking about unification. Unification will cover everything. This side and the other side are in it. That's unification. When we talk about the unity, you will see how he will let you see it really. Here, he wants you to understand it, that, listen, we will talk, and in a way, sometimes, it looks nonsense to you because you are the chooser. You're the choosy one. It's either this or that. We are not choosing, we're talking about totality. So, you have to become so narrow and so selfless to be like a thread to go through the middle. All the water we are putting down in these windmill or watermill is for you. I'm explaining everything for your intelligence to understand, and I wish God will make it happen. That find that without talking, you will get it. That's where I wanted to go. Do you remember his prayer? This is one of the first verses that was engraved in my memory. We say, "Oh God, please show us that state of being that the words without the alphabet will grow out." in a way.